abominable things. They're not only looking in the wrong places, but they're becoming an enemy of God when they get over there into the occult. And folks, that's easy. It's all over. If you stay up late at night, you can watch the info commercials. It's out there. If you go to a bookstore, it's there. It's in print. It's in videos. It's in sight and sound. We have to guard our lives against that. We really have to guard our lives against those things that are always presented there. They're always available to us. And it's so easy to step over that line and get into that dark side of the spirit world. If you've done that, ask God right now. Say, I repent, Lord God.
Amen.
I repent. I was doing things that were an abomination in your sight. So over there in that package of gifts, there's the word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discernment of spirits. Then he gives us another package called really the vocal gifts, and that's tongues, which we're teaching you today, prophecy and interpretation. And we're going to pray in tongues today, and I'll pray in tongues, and the gift of interpretation really operates more fluently in Barbara's life, and she will interpret what Holy Spirit has been saying through my mouth in the gift of tongues. Mm-hmm. And then we come over to another group, and it's called the power group, and that's what I call it anyway. It's the gift, the gift of healing, the gift of miracles, the gift of faith. And you need those operating in your life with the other gifts for you to really be a successful Christian. I believe that. Mm-hmm. Now, to receive this marvelous experience is much like receiving salvation. And in Romans 10, 9 and 10, it says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, the confession of your mouth will give you salvation, bring salvation to you, and the belief in your heart will bring righteousness. Well, really, it's a matter of opening your mouth and saying, okay, by faith, I'm asking for Holy Spirit to baptize my spirit and to give me all of the gifts that he has for me. Now, you see, it would be, well, really pride on our part to say, I'll take this, but I won't take that. I'd like to window shop a little longer. Well, Holy Spirit wants to give you everything. He is a gentleman. He won't come in and force you, but the gift is available. And who are we, Barbara, to say, well, I don't think I want that gift. Mm-hmm. I want to step back and reason and evaluate this thing, and I'm just not sure that's for me. Mm-hmm. And you know, I did that for a long time. I really did that because I was afraid. I was raised in a theological setting and by teachers around me that made me really afraid to receive and ask for and search out and look for really the baptism of Holy Spirit.
Yes, in the middle of all this that you've been teaching about in 1 Corinthians 12, you're talking about the gifts and you're talking about the various diversities that we see within the body of Jesus Christ. In the middle of all this, he is explaining the body of Jesus Christ. You have some weak members, you have some strong members, but the weak members are not dishonorable members of the body. And that's the way with these gifts. Some of the gifts may seem really powerful and some may not seem important at all, but to Father God, that is not so within the body of Jesus Christ. And on it says, you know, there are offices, apostles, prophets, teachers, workers of miracles. Now, are we all that? No, of course we can't possibly cover all those, but each member of the body of Jesus Christ has a special gifting. And that's what's so important, Darren. We need to accept and receive each person, everyone, each other into the body of Jesus Christ with our particular gifts and our callings and our giftings.
Well, really, it's comparing that really to the human body in a sense, and these various ministries that come out, you know, the prophets and teachers and evangelists and so on. And really what it's saying is you couldn't do too well without legs or without arms or mm-hmm. without an eye or without your hearing. Mm-hmm. We really need to have all of these things with us. One day you may need to use your vision all day long. The next day you may need to use just your hearing. And I've been in industrial situations where that was really true. In fact, I know men that work almost in almost total darkness. And they work in a matter of fact for a Kodak, and they're developing film, and they work under very special lighting, but they're working in the dark 8 hours a day. Now, that'd drive me crazy. I couldn't handle that. But they're there depending now on their hearing. And, of course, they are illuminated by special lights. But, folks, I'll tell you, we need it all going for us. This society is just too complex to try to do it by reason.
You talk about the body and the members of the body, and you were talking about legs, which is an important part of the body. But what about the toes, Darren? If I lose one little toe, it's going to get me off balance. And that's, I remember one time in a concert in the Rocky Mountains, and Evie Turnquist was the singer. And right before she sang, No, right after she sang, she said that she was the big toe in the body of Jesus Christ, and this group afterwards said, well, if she's the big toe, we're the armpit. I mean, and it really caused everyone to laugh, but even armpits are important, Darren.
That hold your arms up.
Well, they sure do. And I don't think we should belittle any little member of the body, because they are all necessary to make that body work. And as God is talking about the body working, he's talking about all these gifts. We need each and every gift, and that includes tongues, people, in order for this great and mighty plan to work.
Now, if you take a look at Scripture, if you step back and you kind of hold it out in front of you and say, I've got Genesis here all the way through the Old Testament, then I've got Matthew all the way through the book of Revelation, you will find that there is a continual expanding of knowledge and revealing of who God really is. Now, God was one thing to man in the Old Testament, but then along comes Jesus, and he says, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Wow! What a change. What a shift. They're shifting into high gear now.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jesus is saying, it's good that I go away, because when I go away, and then I'll send you Holy Spirit. Well, that's an awesome thing. So now we're really have a Holy Spirit here available to us, but we need to invite him into our lives. We need to ask for this marvelous gift, and we're going to do that here in just a little bit.
Amen.
But to have Holy Spirit as your friend and your guide and your mentor, let me say it that way. Some of you have not gone to college, and that's probably good.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you haven't had the advantage or disadvantage of higher education. And let me tell you, Holy Spirit is the one that can lead you into all truth. I mean, he can explain the truth to you. And Jesus has made unto us wisdom. And when you have Jesus and Holy Spirit with you, I mean, you're never overwhelmed. You're never outnumbered. You never have a lack on your financial statement. Let me say it that way.
That's right.
You need to realize that our relationship with Holy Spirit and with Jesus is so valuable to us.
Yeah.
Because they're there to guide us, and they're there for us to win, not to lose.
Amen.
And I love it when I get in a corner and I pray in really in tongues, and Holy Spirit begins to edify me with things that I didn't have before I prayed. Barbara, that's just a
Amen.
Wonderful thing.
Hallelujah.
And see, I can be all by myself. I rarely leave my Bible behind, but suppose I don't have my Bible and I can't open up and say, God, feed me through your written word. He can feed you through Rhema, which is the spoken word of God in your heart. That's an awesome gift.
Mm-hmm. In 1 John 2, he says, we have our anointing from Holy Spirit, and that is the word. We know that the anointing comes from the word. If you have anointing today, it is because you have been in the word, and that anointing is on you. But in the 27th verse of 1 John 2, it says, as for your anointing, which you receive from him, Holy Spirit, it abides in you, and you have no need for anyone to teach you. He is our teacher. Friends, he is our teacher. We have no need of anyone to teach us. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, that's not just some things, but all things, and is true and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you abide in him. And I believe, Darren, that my education, my 4 years of college, have really kind of kept me from receiving it sooner, from acknowledging him sooner, has kept me in hesitation and doubt and unbelief much longer than I would have if I wouldn't have had the education. And I appreciate what I did learn that I'm still doing today, but that for the most part, Darren, that education was useless. It absolutely was.
And that's a real tragedy to say that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you bring up education, but I spent 6 years in college, and I received some jobs because I had the paperwork and throwing on the wall. But, you know, where I really learned knowledge and wisdom and skill with people was the job that I had working my way through college. And I wonder now if the college I had wasn't the job that I had on Skid Row, and the job I had with all kinds of people, rubbing shoulders with them and finding out how life really works. I mean, out there in the open sea, so to speak. Now, we're not down on education, and we might sound like we are. We want you to get it in its proper perspective in your life. And a lot of people have it out of line. They really do. So we're saying to you, we want you to have baptism of Holy Spirit, and we're going to lead you into that here in just a little bit. So why don't you get ready? And I'd just like to pray very quickly here and just say, Lord God, I pray and ask that all fear, all apprehension would be set aside. Lord God, that we could just look up into your face and receive what you have for us. We believe that Jesus now wants to baptize us in Holy Spirit, that he wants to give us this marvelous gift. And Father God, this gift is a person called Holy Spirit. He is Holy Spirit of the living God. So, Lord God, I thank you that our